as I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity. I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is there only pain and hatred and misery? And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
Good evening, Guelph. Welcome to a very special Royal City Rag. My name is Jan Andrea Hall. Tonight, we're in Riverside Park for the Canada Day celebrations. It's pretty exciting out here. You can hear the birds. There's lots of people milling around. We actually have some quite beautiful weather at the moment. We've had rain earlier in the day, but hopefully it's going to stay dry for the rest of this evening. We're certainly going to keep our fingers crossed. And I'm pleased to be joined here at the CFRU booth by my good friends, storytellers Brad Woods and Saya Van Geest. We also have singer-songwriter Sam Turton with us, and we're going to be here for the next hour for a very special Canada Day show. We're going to tell some stories about the birth of this wonderful nation of ours. We're going to enjoy the atmosphere in the park. There's a lot going on in the park today. You can hear some of the kids shouting. There's a petting zoo just over there. Oh, somebody just fell off the donkey. But there's an awful lot going on tonight. We're expecting fireworks a little later, so hopefully you'll stay with us for the next hour. Remember, all of the Royal City Rag shows go online. If you go to royalcityrag.ca, you'll be able to listen to any of the shows you've missed and also catch up on some of the wonderful events that are taking place in Guelph. So hopefully you can stay with us for the next hour. Remember, this is CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Guelph's campus community radio station.
So where are the strong and who are the trusted? And where is the harmony, sweet harmony? 'Cause each time I feel it slipping away, just makes me wanna cry. Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
That was the wonderful Sam Turton and What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, the theme of Royal City Rag. And we're out in the park tonight. It's absolutely wonderful to be here tonight. How are you doing tonight, Sam?
Oh, great. This is just excellent.
Yeah,
love it.
I'm pleased that they actually found us. We have a booth and there's an awful lot of people coming past, families with children. Actually, Saya, you've been helping out here quite a bit today, haven't you?
Oh, yes. It's been great fun. And people, there's always that jovial mood when you come to Canada Day. And I don't know, it's just all this peace, love, and understanding that Sam's just singing about. It's here. You can feel it. And there's an energy and a sharing. Yes, it's been lovely. My hands are a little sticky, though. I've been helping with some of the food and the little kids. And
I think you're also helping in the petting zoo as well, aren't you?
Yes, I have to admit, I did have to wipe my shoes just a little bit before I came over, but...
Yeah, I hope you wiped your hands as well, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why your hands were a little sticky. Yeah. I didn't know what was happening.
So whatever you do, if you're coming to Riverside Park tonight, you may not want to eat certain things. What sort of things were you working on when you were helping with the catering?
Well, there's some of the cotton candy. That's always a fun thing to spin, and that's always accepted enthusiastically. And just kind of running here and there, you know, sticking some sausages in buns, and there's some lovely things that people can eat as they, as their hunger hits them. But the other thing is, a fair number of people brought some of their own things as well. You know, I think you get that quite a bit too. You were there as well,
Yeah.
And you've been wandering around with your kids here,
mm-hmm.
eh?
Yeah, I must admit, we stopped at the coffee booth. That was my first stop, but that's not that you know, patriotic or whatever. Although I suppose it was a Hortons booth, so I suppose from that point of view, it's a little patriotic.
Very patriotic.
Yeah.
Well, certainly an essential part of being Canadian. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Now, I think there was a change with the water arrangements today because they were encouraging people to bring their own water bottle and some sort of reusable container, aren't they?
Oh, much more than just encouraging, Jan. I mean, it sounded like we were going to be strip searched, wasn't it?
I was hoping at one point. I didn't know that was.
But they're lovely. The thermos bottles, I mean, they're beautiful silver, and they're great. They'll be a real keepsake, and we'll be able to use them.
Yeah, you can just scoop the water out of the river.
Right out of the river.
Well, it's fun because you can see I saw two or three kids right down at the river, and, you know, they were just looking as if they wanted to go in. It looks really beautiful down there today. It's amazing because it's been a very changeable day. We've had, you know, at times heavy showers, and at other times it's been quite beautiful out there.
It was awfully hot this morning, so it was a nice break. We got a muggy spell and then a little bit of rain cooled everything down.
Yeah,
it's a nice switch.
But Si is not the only one helping out tonight, because I think, Sam, you're part of your entertaining not just the people on Roll City Rag, but you'll be actually entertaining the crowd as well later, won't you?
Oh, yeah. I've actually developed a song and dance routine, so it's something completely new.
Is that...
It's part of my British roots. It's like a
Is that to sort of commemorate Michael Jackson, or...?
Well, maybe an anti-Michael Jackson kind of thing, but he's in my mind for sure.
Yeah. Well, no, that's wonderful. What time are you on stage?
At 9, I believe.
Yeah. So coming out at 9 o'clock, you'll see Sam Turton's song and dance routine. Do you wear special clothes for that? I noticed you've got a bright red jacket on just now with the maple leaf on. Is that part of your suit you're wearing on the night?
Well, I didn't really... Oh, I'll give it away to listeners. I've got this hat that's sort of... it's like a toque, but it's got a giant blow-up maple leaf on the top that just struck my eye in a store. But something that's inspired me, I don't know if I can sort of pull it off, but I was very... earlier today, there were duck races, and it kind of just, I don't know, got me thinking. So I'm seeing if I can fit that into the show somehow.
Yeah. Wow, I'll have to make sure we stick around for that. And Brad, I think I heard that you had a very important job on tonight's celebration.
Yeah, I've been asked to help out with the fireworks, which I was surprised at. I didn't, you know, I'm flattered that they would trust me with that. So that's...
I am somewhat surprised as well. But, you know, I think it shows their inclusiveness, really, that they considered getting you involved.
Absolutely. Even at home when we've done it, my wife is sort of likes to have the kids do it instead of me, which is never a bad idea. But I was surprised that the city would trust me. But that's, you know...
Yeah, that's it. Well, and the fireworks, I think, at 10 o'clock. Is that right?
Yep, that's the plan. That's the plan of the
now.
So we will see fireworks.
That's wonderful.
Ways than one, probably, but we will see fireworks.
That's wonderful. Well, look, this is Royal City Rag. My name is Jan Andrea Hall. We're in Riverside Park. We have our own little booth. I'm just waving to a few people just now, encouraging them to come over. Sam Turton is going to play for us, I think, the first of your three songs tonight. Which one is this going to be, Sam?
It's called Annapolis Farm. It's something I wrote just a few years ago. And the reason I chose it is because I grew up in the suburbs of St. Catharines. Not fortunately for the orchards and the vineyards nearby, is it just on the edge of suburbia starting in the 50s. And so I got a chance to play out there, but still really kind of only knew that suburban, urban kind of part of Canada. And in the early 70s, I went out in a truck with a bunch of folks and to a commune in Nova Scotia. And that's when I got to see a great deal of what Canada is really about. And I remember when we were driving up the road to the farm where we were going to be staying, there was an old fellow with two workhorses plowing his fields. And this wasn't a demonstration. This is what he had always done. And life was very different, and it was very inspiring to me. So I started to feel what Canada was. So this song is about my experience there. I thought that would be a good intro.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, Sam Turton on Roll City Rag.
Turn this truck down an old dirt track, up where the sugar bush starts, around the bend by the stove wood stack, down on Annapolis Farm. There's Jimmy plowing with his Clydesdale team, kids all running across the yard. There's Terry swinging in the big oak tree down on Annapolis Farm. Swing that axe, make the maple chunks crack. Down on Annapolis farm, I got a full load, you better lift up the latch. Down on Annapolis farm, feed the cook stove, cause we gotta get it hot. Down on Annapolis farm, bread in the oven and tomatoes in the pot. Down on Annapolis farm. Oh, I wanna be down on Annapolis farm. Oh, come with me down on Annapolis farm. Got calloused hoe hands at the end of the day down on Annapolis farm, but the feast every evening makes them right as rain. Down on Annapolis farm, get the guitars and the mandolin. Down on Annapolis farm, the neighbors are knocking, better let them all in. Down on Annapolis farm. Oh, I wanna be down on Annapolis farm. Oh, come with me down on Annapolis farm. Oh, I wanna be down on Annapolis farm. Oh, come with me down on Annapolis farm. Down on Annapolis farm. Down on Annapolis farm.
Wow, that was wonderful.
Thank you.
You really got the crowd going there. That was fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah. So is that a fairly new song?
Actually not. It's 5 years old, but I've never played it because it's kind of a style that I don't usually do.
Look at those people at the back. They really loved it.
They're still
that's
dancing.
Jane, isn't it?
That's Jane and her friends. Yes. And, yeah. Notice the hat she's got.
Yeah.
That's sort of.
Well, with all the other people here, you know, you didn't need to bring them as well. So. But that's good. It's good to see.
It's important to bring your own crowd, I think.
Well, sometimes, you know, I have bad luck, so.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need a little extra security support. You never know what happens.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So is that song an album? I don't think so.
No, it's not. I mean, it's again, I lean towards blues and gospel style stuff, and this is almost more country. I could see a fiddle in this and so on. Mm-hmm. But when the songs come, you write them.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, it's great. You know, we're having a wonderful Canada Day Royal City Rag in Riverside Park. So if you're coming down to the park, come by the CFRU booth. You can come and say hi. We have storytellers Saya Van Geest and Brad Woods with us, with singer-songwriter Brad Woods. We're having a lot of fun. They're all doing double duty. Saya is helping with the catering and in the Penning Zoo. It's a little bit of a conflict there, but we're trying to ignore that, and hopefully nobody from the health department is here to question that one.
A lot of hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Brad's actually, believe it or not, helping with the fireworks. We find this a little surprising, but it's great that the city entrusted him with that. And Sam will be on stage at 9 o'clock with his song and dance routine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, I've learned tap dancing, which is, like, just very influenced by some things I saw when I was in New Orleans a few years ago. So.
Yeah. And that's okay, playing guitar and tap? That's not difficult for you?
Well, actually it is, but that's part of the challenge.
Part of the charm, too.
Yes.
Wow.
But there's one thing I want to say to everyone is get down here and take a look at the goats. If you haven't seen a goat's eyes, their pupils are rectangular, like letterbox format. Go up to a goat and look it in the eye. I'm telling you. I used to have a goat.
A ghost? What did you? Oh, the goats.
Oh, really? Goats.
Well, that I believe.
So there'll be a lot of people spending their Canada Day looking
staring
in goats'
at goats.
Eyes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Not really.
It sounds like we're getting ready for a story. Now, our first storyteller tonight is Saya. And what is your story going to be tonight, Saya?
Well, I thought that in honor of a birth of Canada, I would research and look up the birth of stories. And there was actually a time where there were no stories on Earth to tell. And I just want to tell the story about how stories were born. And it's hard to imagine a time with no stories. All the ancients would sit around their fire when the darkness came, and there were no stories to hold back the dark, and there were no stories to explain those things that go bump in the night, and no stories to alleviate that cacophony that came from the forest. Now, Anansi, who lived in a little village deep, deep in the rainforest, he knew where the stories were. And he knew that the stories were held by Nami, the sky god, up, up in the sky world. And he wanted to get a story for his village, and break that silence. Now, Anansi could spin webs. So Anansi spun a web ladder, and he climbed up, up to that sky world. And he presented himself to Nami. Oh, Nami, I have come to ask of you for a story to chase away the darkness for my people. Well, all the nobles and ladies in the court who were present, they started to laugh and guffaw and chuckle and chortle, because they knew that Nami had to ask for a price. It was written. It was so written. And then Anansi asked what that price would be. Ah, explained Nami, you must bring me Osibu, the leopard of the terrible teeth. You must bring me Maboro, the hornets who sting like fire. And you must bring me Moesha, the little dancing one that no eyes have ever seen. And Anansi bowed and said, we shall see what we shall see. And as he climbed down that web, he could hear that mocking laughter. Well, when he got back to his village, Anansi started to thinking. And he walked around and around that fire pit. And suddenly he stopped. I've got it, he said. Ah, vine creepers and a game. Vine creepers in a game. The people looked from one to another. What could that mean? But they didn't ask. And Anansi continued his walking. And then he stopped. I have it, he said. A calabash filled with water and a great banana leaf. A calabash, water, and a banana leaf. But the people didn't ask, because sometimes new things happen when Anansi was deep in thought like that. But for a third time, Anansi continued on walking. Longer, and he picked up a stick, and he drew in the packed earth around the fire pit. And then he stopped. I've got it, he said. A little wooden doll covered with sticky latex gum and pounded yams. And the people looked from one to the other, but they did not dare ask. Now it was early the next morning, before the sun had even peeked over the horizon, that Anansi left to go into the rainforest. And he went to the great kapok tree where grew the strongest vine creepers. And he cut six lengths, and then he carried on down into the rainforest to the paths where they grew smaller and smaller, to the place where Osibo, the leopard of the terrible teeth, hunted. And by, boom, there he was, leaping from a tree. Osibo. Aha, Anansi, rumbled Osibo. My belly is rumbling, and you are just in time to be a snack. Well, as for that, what will be, but could we first play the binding game? Asked Anansi. Now Osibo, who liked games, asked how that was played. Well, explained Anansi, you lie on your back, and I will tie you by the foot, with these vine creepers, and then when it's your turn, why, then you will bind me by the foot. Aha, thought clever Osibo, when it's my turn, that's when I shall fill my hungry belly. And so she lay down on her back, and Osibo tied him by the foot, with the vine creepers. And then Anansi stepped back and said, oh, Osibo, I thank you. You are ready to meet Nami and come with me up to the sky world. And with that, Anansi spun a web around Osibo, and he carried him back to the great kapok tree and flung him over a low branch. And then Anansi went to the banana tree, and he cut a great front. And he went back to the village and filled his calabash with water. And then he traveled to the land of the short grass, Sira, to the baobab tree, where was the nest of Maboro, those hornets who sting like fire. And carefully, oh so carefully, Anansi took that banana leaf and he put it on top of that nest. And then he pulled out the plug of that calabash, and the water poured and thundered on the banana leaf. And Anansi whispered, should you not fly into my calabash, so that this torrent does not wreck your delicate wings? And the hornets hummed and flew one by one until they all flew into the calabash. And voom! Anansi put the stopper back in. "I thank you," he said to the Maboro. "You are now ready to meet the sky. Come up with me to the sky world and meet Nami." And with that, he spun a web and took him through the great kapok tree and hung them beside Osibo. And next, and Nancy carved a little wooden doll, and he went to the gum tree and he covered it with sticky latex gum. And then he went back to the village and he got some pounded yams and he filled the little bowl. And then he went deep into the forest to the flamboyant tree where it was said the little ones sometimes come to dance. And he put that little sticky gum baby with the yams and he tied a vine creeper around its neck and holding on to the other end, he hid behind the trunk and he waited. And the sun traveled across the sky and the sun fell off. And then the moon woke up, and the moon woke and went to sleep, but still no little one. And then just as that sun started to peek across the horizon again, there she came. The little one, she came dancing, dancing, dancing to the flamboyant tree. And she stopped when she saw those pounded yams. "Oh, little doll, are those pounded yams for me?" And Nancy quickly pulled on that vine creeper, and that little doll rocked back and forth as if to say yes, yes, yes. And the little one ate all those pounded yams. "I thank you," she said. But the little dance doll said nothing. I say thank you, and you must answer, thank you. But the little one just stood there. "If you do not answer, I will hit your crying place," said the angered little one. And with that, she took her little hand and hit the little doll's sticky gum tree cheeks. And her hand stuck fast. And when that gum baby refused to answer the second time, she took her hand and she hit the other sticky cheek, and it too stuck fast. And that's when Anansi came out from behind the tree. "Oh, don't be afraid," he said, "but you are ready to meet Nami." And with that, Anansi took the three Osibo, Maboro, and Moesha, and he carried them up, up, up to that sky world. And there he went in the throne room, and when the nobles and ladies and Nami saw it, they were astonished. And Nami gave to Anansi three keys, one for each of those triple locks. And Anansi carried that box down to his village. And all the elders were told they had to open that box and touch that key because they were the magic keepers of the story, the sacred keepers of the story. And all the middler ones, they got the middle key because they knew the value of the story. But it was the little ones who each one touched that key and turned that lock, because they have the magic in their souls for those stories. And when the last one had touched that key, why, that box opened and all those stories came out. Now, that was way back in the mist of time. And since then, why, those stories have traveled from mouth to ear, and have come to our country. And our abundance of stories all originated way back in that time. Now, this is my story I've told, be it sweet or be it not sweet. You take it, and you have to give it away. You have to give it away.
That was amazing. That was wonderful. What is the origination for that?
Well, it's a story that come from the African peoples in Western Africa, and it was brought back to life by an author named Gail Haley, and she printed that story and won a lot of awards for it, and so it's kind of been bubbling around since then, and the bookshelf actually has a copy of that story by Gail Haley. It's called A Story.
Hmm. Oh, that's great. Well, thanks for sharing that. That was wonderful. We're going to get ready for a song from Sam Turton in a few seconds. It's just gone 6:30 this Wednesday evening. You're listening to Royal City Rag on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. We're actually broadcasting from Riverside Park, outside broadcast tonight from the Canada Day celebrations. It's very exciting here. We have lots of people milling around. There are pony rides, there's lots of food, there's games for the children to play, lots of amusements here. It's all very exciting indeed. Makes me very interested to see what's going to go on. And Brad.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
Oh. I was going to say that there's fireworks.
That was a little... Oh.
Oh, well.
Maybe it wasn't too bad.
No, I like it.
I am horribly sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, Jen. I was just testing the lighter there, actually. I didn't... Oh, great.
Hold your hands.
Yeah, I know.
Well, hold on.
Is that an ambulance? I don't think I need a doctor, but if there's a first aid kit even.
Oh, God, you've got the fire brigade here. Okay, hold on.
This is why I... They shouldn't have trusted me. I feel like an idiot now.
I'm going to have to go off and talk to these good people. Sam, can we get you to play a song while I deal with...
Sorry, Jen.
It's okay. Brad's new to this. It's okay.
It'll be okay. There's just... The tree is smoldering slightly over there.
We didn't get any on the guitar, though, eh?
No. I was just wondering, Brad.
Do I still have my eyebrows? Can you take a look, Sam? Am I okay here? I feel funny. I feel like something's missing. Have I been burnt? One finger, the eyebrows.
You have to look in the mirror. There's something going on with your hair there.
Okay.
It's natural, actually. That's his new
haircut. I think he's the kind of guy that runs with scissors.
Well, the police are joining us just now. I think they're just going to try and keep an eye on Brad for the next.
I know that
half
one
hour.
Cop there actually.
What song are we going to have just now?
It's called Right Here. It's an original of mine that may or may not go on the next CD, but I chose it because when you listen to the lyrics, it's about celebrating the moment and where we are and how important it is where we are, and we can think about that locally. I certainly think when we appreciate our country, we're having those kinds of feelings. So I thought it would work, as it's very kind of anthemic. So
that's great.
The day. We travel long, we travel far, to be right here where we are. Reach out a hand, no need to fear, 'cause all we need is right here. All we need, all we need, all we need is right here. All we need, all we need, all we need is right here. The night was dark, but the day is bright. Together we can lift our eyes to all we love and we hold dear, 'cause all we need is right here. All we need, all we need, all need is right here. All we need, all we need, all we need is right here. All we need, all we need, all we need is right here. Well, some people find that amusing. I think it was the bird.
Well, actually, I think it was the fact that I don't know if you noticed the firemen. Did you notice them all interlocking arms and swaying at the back there?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, they really enjoyed that.
They were giving some attention to my hand, and we all just stopped to listen. That was.
It was
beautiful. I knew they had you know, sort of a soft side, but I didn't realize maybe that soft. But there was that. I almost stopped playing because I felt something on the top of my head, and yep.
You got to get that hat on earlier. That inflatable toque. You should have had that.
I do
on.
Like these birds, but they do have drawbacks. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't like you. Maybe that's the thing. I don't know.
Yeah. It's green.
It's part
of
my
okay.
bad luck.
That was a beautiful song.
That was beautiful. Sam, yeah, that definitely
lovely.
Deserves to be on the next album.
You know, every time we do something together, Sam, you and I, you only get to do a couple of songs, whether at the bookshelf or here or different events. So I feel like I'm always hearing something new or only get to hear little snippets, which is great, you know.
Oh, thank you.
It's nice to...
Yeah, that's great. Nice well, I'm looking great. Forward to this song and dance routine later. Mm-hmm. It's,
yeah.
You probably wear one of those head mics, do you, when you do that?
Yeah, kind of the Michael Jackson thing. Yeah.
Garth Brooks like, kind
so
of
then, thing. I mean, it's hard to dance and be close to a mic and so on, but it's kind of also, if people see me rehearsing, it's kind of like a cross between Benny Hill and Sammy Davis, so yeah, just
do you
watch
get,
out for
you
it.
Get big crowds out to the rehearsals even for the people that have watched the rehearsals?
No, there's one person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, that's great. Well, it's a wonderful day down here, you know, it's a... I just didn't think everybody would take to having Roll City Rag in the park as well as they have. I certainly think, Brad, you got their attention with the firework.
Yeah, again, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt that. I hope that didn't steal any of Sam's thunder there.
Well, I think it's there's an air of expectation in the crowd now. You can see all the children at the front there.
Oh, there is more to come, kids, so stick around.
Yeah, so it's good. And I think it's time for a story from you. And what story are you going to share with us this evening?
Well, it's not really a Canada story, but time of year works well. I'm a storyteller, right? This is what I love to do. This is what I'm passionate about. I'm also a teacher, Monday to Friday. You know, during the school year, that's what I do for a living. And then on top of all that, I'm also a pilot, an airplane pilot. Now, whenever I tell people this, new groups of people, my wife Sylvia likes to very gently and very softly whisper in my ear, Brad, just because you took one of those half-hour flying lessons doesn't actually make you a pilot. I know, it seems crazy, doesn't it? Anyways, if you've never done one of these half-hour lessons, you really should. It's an incredible experience. Mine was set up right here in Guelph for early on a Saturday morning, and we showed up, you know, a little bit early, a little bit ahead of time, and I met my instructor, and we did what he called a safety check, a perimeter check around the airplane, and sort of told me the proper names of all the bits and pieces of the plane, and then we crawled into the little cabin, a little four-seater, two in the back, two in the front. He had me sit in the front left seat, which is usually designated for the pilot, Sylvia, if you're listening. And then he went and explained all the gadgets and gizmos and dials and everything, all the things on the dash there, I guess it is, and the it's not really a steering wheel, the steering mechanism, I guess, because it's not a full wheel. And he told me how I would turn the plane and how to steer the plane and how to raise it and lower it when we're flying and everything. And then he figured I knew enough, and so he started up the engine and took off. And within seconds, we were, you know, 2,500 feet above the city, going a couple hundred kilometers per hour. It was incredible. And we're up there flying through the sky, pushing our way through the air, and he turned to me, let go of his steering mechanism, and said, okay, it's all yours. And I grabbed that thing for all I was worth. Now, I know that I come across as very macho and unflappable. But I'll tell you, I was freaking out. Like, I could feel the sweat in my hands and the beads of perspiration on my forehead. My legs felt like they were full of ginger ale. And I was overcome with this fear and this really, really deep anxiety. I started worrying, what if the motors in this thing stops, that the engine just dies and it drops and plummets, you know, to my death, or what if this little cabin can't take the air pressure and it just kind of implodes on me, or you know, if I lose control and I can't steer it and it crashes, or the wind comes along and rips the door off and sucks me out and kills me, you know, you start panicking and worrying about all these things. And then all of a sudden I realized that it wasn't the plane that I was afraid of, it was me. You know, at a moment like this, you start questioning everything and reevaluating everything. And I started wondering, have I done all the right things? Have I used all the right words? Have I been around all the right people? You start to second guess and reevaluate everything you've said and done. And the next thing I know, I'm flying low over Bellwood Lake. And it was beautiful, like breathtakingly beautiful. One of these days where you could almost not tell where the water stopped and the sky began, and there's people climbing into their boats and kids jumping off their docks waving at you, and I almost missed it. I almost missed flying over the lake because I was so worried about whether or not I could fly over the lake. You know what that's like? It's horrible. This is a horrible experience. And that's when a light went on, and I decided I just had to take over. And so I grabbed that steering mechanism as if grabbing the bull by the horns, and I just took over. And I took off up over the lake and up over the little village of Bellwood and out over Fergus. And I'm looking down over streets and buildings and intersections that I could recognize, looking at Highway 6 from a totally different point of view. and then I flew out over Ellora, and I was flying right in line with Ellora Gorge. Me, I was flying over the gorge, and I lowered the plane as low as he would let me. I was down to, I don't know, about 1,000 feet, and then about 100 feet down below that, there's all these kids down in the gorge on rafts and inner tubes and everything floating down the river. And the only thing between us was ideas and opportunities and adventures. And then I took this big sweeping left turn due south and started heading home. Now, I could have worried and panicked the whole time and missed the whole experience, or I could have had the faith just to enjoy it the whole time. Realistically, I'm probably somewhere right in the middle, but I'm working on it. And this storytelling thing is saving me heaps and hundreds of dollars in therapy, being able to vent over the airwaves like this to groups of strangers. Well, anyways, when the airport was finally in sight, the instructor said he was going to take over from there, which I thought was fair. You know, even I know you need more than 20 minutes flying time to be able to land a plane. And he was very capable, very competent. He did a good job landing us. And so there we were, 30 minutes later, exactly where we had started. And so you tell me, am I a pilot or not? I mean, that would be like saying I'm not a surfer. Even though one time, my brother and I took surfboards into Lake Ontario, right downtown Toronto. But I think that should be a story for another day.
Wow, they enjoyed that one too.
Yeah.
So that's just the one lesson then. They wouldn't take you up again.
Not well, after today.
Some of those same EMS drivers, yeah, we're waiting for the plane. Recognized a few faces.
I suppose it creates wonderful material for a story, which is the really nice.
Yeah, depending
thing.
On what happens, how my hand heals up after that first firework, that may make.
Well,
it
you know
a
what we
story
should
too.
Do is have a competition for the people listening at home and anyone who's listening here. That if you have ideas for other activities that Brad should get involved in, if you'd like to send us a line, info@royalcityrag.ca.
Or maybe a list
we'll
of things I shouldn't. Maybe a list of things I shouldn't get involved in.
Well, I little concerned about the fireworks
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I know.
The fire brigade said they're going to keep a close eye on what's going on down
yeah,
here.
Yeah, the big guy over there with the mustache said if I could still do it as long as he stuck around. So
yeah,
I think it was lovely that Sam gave you one of those white gloves of his. It looks very nice. One white glove on you, and then Sam's got the other one. I guess that's
dance.
Part of your dance, eh?
We'll be now. I just have to roll with this one.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's great. It's time for another piece of music. You have another piece of music for us, Sam?
Indeed I do, and I wrote it yesterday afternoon.
That's
and it's same thing that happened when we were here for April, and I was thinking of songs that would suit. And I thought I wasn't finding what I wanted. I thought, well, I'll write one then, and sort of just opening up the mind. And I think that we can, with our various creative endeavors, we learn how to sort of switch the channel on, and then stuff arrives. And so it did. And again, this is I was thinking of something that's in that kind of. Well, not this is your line exactly, but there is a tradition of sort of folky anthems, right? And, which I don't also usually write, but I thought it'd be fun to kind of go there.
But you love to
bit.
Sing the folky anthems.
Well, I love to sing everything now, especially with the sing-along stuff. It's just I enjoy all kinds of music, and so this one just came out. And
but before you started, do you think the sing-alongs are actually opening up the creative juices? I mean, although that you do the sing-alongs, you're singing some of your songs, but also songs from a wide variety of other artists. But do you think that just that therapeutic mechanism of just getting out there and singing and playing with a crowd all the time really helps?
Oh, it does.
Open up the creative juices.
Especially the different kinds of songs from so many different genres and ages, and the kinds of things I would never normally sing in my own performances. And it just opens your mind. It's also just great for the whole person to just be singing different kinds of things, from, you know, It's a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong to, you know, Happy Together by the Turtles, whatever, an Irish traditional song, going back and forth. I think it's really, it's kind of the world of music, and it certainly opens my mind.
I'm just curious as to where the desire to add in the dance routines came from.
Well, that was, you know, well, anyone who knows me knows that I can't dance. At least I've been told I can't dance. And I was, you know, like I was born in 51. So by the time I was a teenager and dancing, we weren't doing couples dance. It was just wiggling on the dance floor. So I missed the opportunity to learn how to dance. And then after a certain point, it was like, I'm not doing that. And so I thought, well, this is, you know, kind of one of the last frontiers for me is to actually take that on and learn how to do it and to sing at the same time and do that whole showman thing, you know, which is a whole art in itself. And I, you know, Jane actually, you know, dared me. So that was part of it, too.
Mm. Never dare a Turton, I've heard.
No,
that.
Yeah. No, that's on my great-grandfather's gravestone, actually. Yeah, watch out.
Yeah. So what's this song called?
This is called You Are My Home, Canada.
Okay, can we get everybody just to sit quiet? You're on My Home, Canada on Royal City Rag, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
All right. I was born in the vineyards of Niagara. I played in the falls and the lakes. My address has changed across thousands of miles, but I've only ever lived in one place. You are my home, Canada. You are my home, Canada. Wherever I go, it's so good to know you are my home, Canada. I love the rolling beat in New Orleans, the Illin pipes at an Enniscarry Inn, and all of the music from all of the world has a home right here when we sing. You are my home, Canada. You are my home, Canada. Wherever I go, it's so good to know you are my home, Canada. I thumbed across this wide open country. I've seen it from the rail and the air. It's as big as the sky to a starling on a wire, and close as the smile that you wear. You are my home, Canada. You are my home, Canada. Wherever I go, it's so good to know you are my home, Canada. Wherever I go, it's so good to know you are my home, Canada. You are my home, Canada. You are my home, Canada.
Well, they really
Thank
like
you.
That one.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Still a bit of laughter, but I think it's that suit that you're about to put on.
Yeah. Well, you know, people are anticipating the best.
Well, I saw lots of cameras coming out, so I think they're all looking forward to that. Unfortunately, we're only going to be on the air for another 8 or 9 minutes tonight. Coming up at 7 o'clock on CFIU will be the Poem Repair Workshop. They have moved to Wednesday evenings, which is wonderful, coming up just after Royal City Rag. It's great to have another new song on the show. I should mention to everybody listening that if you go to royalcityrag.ca, we'll put all of the audio from all of the Royal City Rags up on there. And if you look for our April the 1st show, which also actually was our June the 17th show, you'll actually be able to hear another new song from Sam Turton.
Yeah,
recorded especially.
I'm not going to bother recording anymore. I'll just come on and write songs. Yeah. Come on here. They'll be archived, and there you go.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, we may actually go ahead and... We'll need to talk after this show, because I think it would be really fun to get some of these down. But it's great to be out in the park. We're having lots of fun here tonight. Saya, are you busy after this? I know we finish at 7. Are you back to Cotton Candy, or are you back to the petting zoo?
Well, actually, what I wanted to do was go and look at those inflatable slides and stuff. They just look like such great fun, and they really bring back memories. And I remember when we had a rainstorm like this in Milton years ago, and with my two grandsons, and the rain, it was pouring buckets, and everybody was dashing home. And the two boys wanted to get on this inflatable housing thing, and they did, and they were encouraged to stay on because they gathered in all these other kids, and it was just so much fun with all that water on there. It makes it real slippery. So actually, I'm going to go and just have some fun myself and watch the pleasure and joy on other people's faces and just follow some of these kids that we've got down here.
Yeah, well, it's certainly that they're having lots of fun, and it's good that the weather has cooperated during the time we're on air, but hopefully it'll stay clear for the next few hours. Remember, we have exciting things later on. There are fireworks later. I can already see that Brad's getting a little excited there.
I just want to have everything ready to go. I don't want to, this is a big break for me, so I want to make sure I don't miss anything.
No, that's great.
I can see your eyes lighting up at those sparklers over there.
Yeah.
I think we should ask Brad to sit on his hands.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time.
I get nervous when he keeps getting the box of matches out, but, you know, hopefully we can keep it all together for the rest of the show. It's exciting. We're hopefully going to have another song before we finish, but there's just so much going on that there's so many people here tonight. It gets me very excited to see everything that's going on. Brad,
whoa, is it early yet? There's one. Oh,
oh,
you know
Brad,
what?
Oh my God!
You know what? I don't think we're going to be able to. You know what? They're all connected down here.
Oh, goodness.
Everyone, you know what? Everyone's coming around at this point. Oh, geez. This wasn't supposed to happen for a couple of minutes.
Okay, folks, you better get in your cars now and come down. Here goes the show.
Okay, I would put that hat on now, Sam. That's going to be pretty close.
You know,
that might be. Oh, no, yeah, that's.
I don't even know what to say. This is just like.
You know what? At this point, you best just to sit back and enjoy.
Rather embarrassing.
Look at him go.
Yeah. Jeez. That one right there was supposed to be a bit later, but
oh, the goats love this.
Look at the rectangular eyes opening up for that one.
This is unbelievable.
Rectangular eyes.
I am so horribly sorry. I mean, it's a good show. It's just the timing.
Why don't we just pack things up now? I think that might be the safest thing to do.
I'm gonna get blamed for all this. Seeing how I did it. Oh my!
There's no interruption. It's constant. It's constant.
Oh, and here comes my buddy again. Oh no.
It's
so close. We were supposed to have that stuff. It's on the wagon. I was going to have it moved out to the flatbed there. Is the guitar okay out here? Because I don't want anything to catch.
Well, there is some shrapnel, I think, happening.
Yeah. It is beautiful, though. I mean,
it is.
Yeah, it's creating a little bit. Okay, now.
Oh, and the glare of the lights from the truck. Goodness gracious.
You're Curly Smith.
Okay.
You're Doris Jones. You're Boris Brozhnikov.
Okay.
And I will be Boris. Geraldine Smythe.
Okay. Great. Okay. No, yeah. I've never even
heard of
Brad.
This is getting a little embarrassing. Yeah. We really probably should. What we should do, let's sing O Canada, and hopefully nobody will notice that that's we're right. having this kind of chaotic thing.
What's supposed to be happening, right? Yeah. It's supposed to be happening.
We were going to do that, right? Yeah. Make it look.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Good plan.
O Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all thy sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God, keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Woo! That was wonderful. That was wonderful.
I think
wow.
That, I think that covered things up nicely.
Okay.
Yeah, the cops are just
it was,
yeah, on
it
guard.
Was, it was Brad that
standing
actually, it was Brad that lit the fireworks.
I don't know where he's gone, though, officer. I have no idea. I haven't seen him.
Okay. We're going to leave you here, Brad. The rest of us, Saya, Sam, thanks for joining us in the park today. We'll be back in the studio for Royal City Rag next week. Remember, you can catch up with everything on Royal City Rag at royalcityrag.ca. We're going to go over to the BBC shortly for the news, and then the Palm Repair Shop will be coming up on CFRU. It's exciting to having them join us on a Wednesday evening, straight after Royal City Rag. So they're coming up after the news, so hopefully stay with them for that. If you want to email us, remember, if you have things that Brad Woods should not do, email us at info@royalcityrag.ca. If you have suggestions for anything else we should do on this show, we'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much. All very right. quickly, any events coming up very shortly?
Jane and I are doing workshops at Hillside, both days, 5 o'clock, Healing Arts Tent 2. It's singing, sing-along stuff. So come on and sing with us. Excellent. And that's, I think, the most important one coming up.
No, that's great.
Wonderful.
And
Saya, when are we going to hear you telling stories?
Well, I'm doing some storytelling. I do go to seniors' homes, and that's always a fun one, to Stone Lodge. And I do some storytelling at church in Sunday school settings and schools and stuff. Mm. But school's finished now, so my calendar's looking a little bit bare. And if Lane is listening, he'll be delighted. That's my husband. And he always looks at chagrin with that calendar of mine.
And then Brad?
Up to Mariposa, the folk festival in Orillia this weekend, and then up to Dryden, Kenora, Sulakout, Winnipeg, and Superior National Park, doing a tour.
That's
also
great. We'll have all of the dates on royalcityrag.ca. Mm-hmm. Guys, thanks for joining us in the park today. Thanks, everyone, for listening at home. Coming up very shortly, it'll be the Palm Repair Shop on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.